Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? What's that? No, I said you should stay awake till Costco opens so you can be first in line. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Craig Kakowski. Cacao, is there a grocery store item you're buying more than usual these days?
More than usual. Just every snack food, I think. pita chips, tortilla chips, potato chips.
I'm hearing chips.
Anything you can chip, I'm buying it. Ice chips.
Is there a favorite dip that comes with any of those chips?
Ranch dip, sour cream dip.
I think you got three more in you.
Yeah. Veggie dip.
Yep.
Dipstick.
And the last, everyone's favorite.
Skinny dip.
I was going to go with onion dip. But all right. Look out, everybody. It's Chris Alvarado. Chris, you were here. Please share your new favorite treat.
My new favorite treat has been everything that my girlfriend has been baking constantly.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Last night, she made a banana bread that was insane. And we were going to give one to my father. It was all wrapped up. I was going to drive to him today, but I decided to keep it for myself.
So you'll be eating a second banana bread.
That's correct.
Okay. Just confirming. Mm-hmm. Please welcome first-timer Patrick Rollin, not JK. As a new first-timer tradition, please tell us any awkward story from your early days learning or studying improv.
Wow, as a black person, there are so many awkward things. what to land on? Oh,
that's
okay.
Insane.
So in my first improv class, it was like a level A class, and I get up to do a scene, and I was like, mm-hmm. ooh, I'm going to do a British accent because I wanted to try my British accent out. So I do this stupid initiation of a British accent. I'm like, hey, welcome to London. And my scene partner, who nicest person, but I think I was the first black person she ever interacted with, said this, wait a minute. There aren't any black people in London. And I was
Mayday.
Like,
Mayday.
First off, yeah, there is. But it quickly taught me how to just yes and. I was like, yeah, I guess I'm the first. Bye.
That's when you decided to lay out your Idris Elba impression?
Yeah. I got my Luther on. I went full Luther.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Pass the soap, it's Caroline Cotter. Yeah. Caroline, what would surprise us in your pantry?
What would surprise? Well, it depends on what you're surprised by. Like, I don't have anything that's not food in there, so nothing is really that surprising at all, I would say, because it's all food. But
right.
I have, you know, a lot of Szechuan-specific cooking stuff. That's like a region of China. It's like they have these Szechuan peppercorns that are really tingly and spicy. So I love that stuff. So I cook that stuff a lot. So maybe that's surprising.
It is surprising. I love myself some Szechuan.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you mad at us?
It's
yes!
my favorite.
I'm pissed.
I didn't know there were Szechuan peppercorns to be purchased, so thank you for that.
I'll mail some loose in an envelope to you.
Please. They seem like the gift that gives more than once. And last, is it last already? Last, but the hell with your face if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Pinky Drive, why?
Great question. And there's not a short answer to this. So let me just get into it, the meat and potatoes of it. You know, the beginning and the end are two things that we can access, but it's really beyond that because if we want to know who we are and why we are, we should really start thinking about the things that make us in the way that it is. Because when you look at
let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit one, please do, damn it. Write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from Patreon VIP Blue Jay, who wrote, scene suggestion, a serial killer tries to create a deadly trap, accidentally invents a teleportation device. Wish you all the best of health, Blue Jay!
I gotta figure this out.
Hey, Trevor, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
Did you eat the peanut butter? It seems like the peanut butter with my name on it in the pantry is missing. I had a post-it note with my name on it on the
maybe
peanut butter.
You woke up in the middle of the night and you ate it. And I didn't eat it. Maybe you should do some fucking personal inventory before you go around blaming other people, huh?
Fair. And I appreciate where you're coming from. But I think you know me by now well enough to know that I don't actually act that way. So if I'm coming to you with a question.
Is that my shirt? Are you wearing my shirt?
I am.
You're wearing my fucking shirt.
I am.
You're wearing my shirt.
Okay. Is that not cool?
What do you mean? Is that cool? It's fine. Wear the shirt. Fine. It's worth the shirt. I didn't eat your peanut butter, but I'll buy you a new one.
Okay. So I'm reading your cards here.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a good ooh. What you got? Mm-hmm.
I see travel.
Oh, yeah. Travel. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got on the bus to get here, so.
Oh.
you on the money so far.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I don't like that uh-oh.
Oh.
Come on, man. 3-0s.
This is strange because there will definitely be travel in your future, but I also see simultaneously death.
Oh, come on, man. Is that some kind of like metaphor like I'm traveling to the beyond or
This is your captain speaking. I just wanted to welcome you all. Thank you so much for traveling with Death Airlines. We hope that your destination is the one you were hoping for.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? It sounded like he said Death Airlines.
Can you please shut up? I'm trying to listen. Can you please stop talking to me? I'm trying to listen to the captain.
I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to my neighbor on the other side of my seat.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can't hear the captain. I can't hear the captain, please. I need to know what the captain's saying.
He's not saying anything right now.
Well, I can't hear him.
I can't hear him. Did it sound...
To your flight attendants, they're doing the best they can. As you know, we're under some new guidelines, so keep those masks on and your mouth shut. Enjoy your flight.
Okay, I have a third and your final card here.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can take any more of these cards. Come on. Hit me.
You
come
pay.
On.
Okay,
Blackjack.
Here we go.
Blackjack.
Okay, it doesn't work like that, sir. It's not like a lucky thing. It's already written.
Oh, that's good because I go to the casinos and cards I suck at. It's like
okay,
yeah. So
okay, well here we go. Your third card is
no whammy.
Okay, it's four numbers. It's 2022.
Yeah,
so that's 2022. This is something coming up in that time for you.
I'm traveling. Wow. Okay, I didn't even make that connection till I'm going to Machu Picchu.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And that could be where the death comes into it all.
Now that I think about it, I'm supposed to be visiting the death cave of Machu Picchu. I don't know how that I just missed it.
So basically, your hour's up. You paid for everything you knew that was already going to happen.
Oh, come on.
I can give you a bonus question. You can ask me one question.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Now, I will have to bring in my associate. I don't deal this way. I use cars. This is my associate. This is Fondin. Fondin.
Okay. I was wondering why you were just sitting in the corner eating Crisco out the can. But.
So you can ask Fondin one question.
Ooh, oh, come on. This is like, rubbing the lamp for a genie and then only getting one wish. Oh God! Ooh, are you okay?
Is that your question?
No. Oh, ooh, no.
I'm nope. fine.
Okay, sir. You have a great day. It was really nice meeting
you. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. I think everybody's inside now. Welcome. I'm Gregory, and these are the death caves. Have paid for the.
Did anyone else hear that?
Audio information.
Did anyone else hear what?
There sounds like an airport.
Is there
an airline.
A question?
Like a...
Oh, sorry. That's my texting. It dings like that. When I get a text.
Oh, my God. You get service down here?
Wow, that's a first.
5G?
Oh my God, 5G. I'm so jealous. I don't have any kind of like
5G causes your air. 5G causes your air.
Good, right. I need to breathe.
I gotta get out of here.
He won't get far. So if everyone else could just turn off their phones, I think be helpful. No problem. We'll keep the dings and the dongs out.
Do I have
out.
To turn mine off if I don't get service anyway?
Ooh, that's a good
you know
one.
What? That's a very good question. Yes. Yes, the answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we're going to travel along here if you want to just stay close. Does anyone have any questions about that sound?
That's definitely not my ringtone.
Oh, that does sound like a classic ghost howl.
Yeah. Very stereotypical of this ghost.
Yeah, that's why I don't really have any questions, because to me it seems either so obviously like fake or just like the ghost has given up. But I don't really want to talk to a ghost that like doesn't give a shit anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to step that game up, ghost.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, it's like I know you're dead, but live a little. You know?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like, did you watch Beetlejuice and then decided that's how you're going to scare us?
Exactly.
Okay, give me a break. Give me a break. You're like just fucking coming at me hard. And like, whoa. You don't even know what I've been going through.
So this tell another, us. So yeah, tell us. Don't
everybody, that's Larry. Larry the Ghost. Larry, this is the
Hi,
today's
Larry.
Group. And maybe really? They're coming at you for specific reasons. And everyone should be open to criticism and positive feedback.
Doing my own personal inventory.
Dude, now you're going a little bit vampire on that one.
This sounds.
Yeah, well, you know, my family, we signed up for the trip. We definitely went to Death Caves. We did everything. But, one of the selling points, one of the main selling points, at least to us, was that there would be a ghost and never appear. Through a lot of poking and prodding from the tour guide, but nothing happened. So, I mean, we'd like our money back. You know, I mean, we can go to caves anywhere in the world. It just
so you've already gone on the trip and returned.
Yes.
The price you paid included your round trip flight.
Yes.
Seven nights at a Peruvian hotel.
Yes. Well, what is going on here? Huh? Like, can we get our money back? Or we were supposed to see a ghost in that cave and we didn't.
If you read the fine print, there's no promise of a ghost in the Death Caves.
Oh, but that's what you offer. It'd be the same thing as if, like, let's say a steakhouse said, "Oh, we got steak here," but then you go inside and there's no steak. I could sue the hell out of them. I could go in there and I could start beating the shit out of anybody in that restaurant I wanted.
Look, we're called Ghost Tours, but
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, we're actually out of the steak. Is there anything else on the menu that we can bring?
Oh, perfect.
In?
Fucking perfect. This is
honey,
a goddamn
honey,
example
honey,
I had
honey,
in my
honey,
life.
Honey,
no,
honey,
no,
stop.
No, this is just,
honey,
no, this is the stars
stop.
Aligned. Get off of
honey,
me. Get, look, hey, listen,
honey,
buddy. Get
stop.
Off of
me.
Listen,
I'm
listen.
Gonna,
get
honey,
off
stop.
Of me. Get
honey,
off.
Honey,
you're joking me. You're joking me. Yeah.
Listen, as a member of the 5G society, know that you will get service anywhere. Everywhere.
Like,
but that comes with a bit of responsibility.
Oh, yeah, great power.
That's exactly right. So
Uncle Ben and me.
Uncle Ben and me. Uncle Ben and you. Now, if you don't want that power, we have great data plans here, unlimited use for LTE all day long, and you just go about your life.
Now, can I got a couple questions, and I can ask more than one, right? Because I've been in a situation where I couldn't.
Oh, interesting. No, yes, as many as you'd like.
So I don't have to ask no little magical gimp character first. I can talk right to you.
This is a T-Mobile store, sir. Whatever you need.
Because he's right there in the corner, and he's eating Cheetos and staring at me.
Oh, he's just, I think he's a customer. He doesn't work for
himself. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then my fault, sir. So LTE, what's that stand for? Is that like light? Is it like, you know?
That's it. Bingo.
Oh, yeah. Well, they spelled it wrong. and 5G, say I can get coverage everywhere.
And anywhere.
And anywhere. Everywhere and anywhere. So hypothetical, say I went to space.
Done.
Ooh. Say,
sir, anywhere you say. It's going to be done. But remember the part where you have...
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for coming in to interview at NASA here. And I just see on your... Sorry, I have a lot going on in my brain right now. I forgot the word. I forgot the word for your cover letter, but that's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. My
CV.
Linda.
No.
Resume.
Resume. Sorry. I see on your resume here. I'm sorry.
You okay?
No, my husband gave me some upsetting news, but it doesn't matter. I see here on your resume that you want to work for NASA.
Linda, it's me. I'm here to take you away.
Follow me
to paradise, Linda.
can you go to paradise after the interview?
I'm sorry, Frank. I really need to do this interview. This is the one astronaut we have interested. He's qualified.
Linda, this is paradise calling. This is someone else can do this.
No. Frank, you need to respect my boundaries. This is my work. This is my job. So wait outside. I'll be outside in like a minute. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. He seems nice.
He's fine. He has a very average penis, and that's what I like about him. I saw here on your resume... Yeah. That you
Linda.
Want to
Linda,
work
who
for
was that? Was that Frank?
Uh-oh.
Did Frank come in here? God damn it, Linda. Why are you doing this to me? I love you. I've given you my heart.
Rob, how did you... I locked my office door. How did you get in here?
Frank, you're right. Thank you. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm just a humble observer.
No, you're not. You're not a humble observer. You are a contender for... being an astronaut, okay? So get out of here, Rob, please. I need to finish this interview. Get the fuck out of here.
So was he average or mini?
How big? Well, it's not, it's pretty big. And you know what? I can't handle it. I have the doctors told me I have a shallow bones down there that don't really let anything pass.
Oh, wow. Okay. So can I have
anyway,
a job?
I'm so sorry. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw on here on your resume.
Linda, thank you so much for sticking around after the exam. I just wanted to discuss, when I mentioned to you earlier shallow bones, I just wanted to see if you had any questions about that. A lot of people aren't familiar with that term.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand anything about it. You know what I mean? I don't understand anything about it. Shallow bones, does that mean short? Or do you mean...
We don't like to use the word short. Some people feel has a negative connotation. Your shallow bones can be very positive. Have you ever reached into an area and it didn't go quite as far back as you thought it might?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is my own vagina. Yeah, when I reach in, I can't go quite back as far as I...
Perfect example. Yeah, yeah. That's a little on the nose.
So this is the mangled corpse of Linda Cooper, head of... head of HR for NASA. She conducts the initial astronaut interviews when people come in off the street.
And why are you showing this to us, Doctor?
Is that somebody's text message? Is someone getting service?
Yeah, please turn off the phones, okay? You're not supposed to be getting service.
Sorry, that's my iTunes. I got
an alert?
You have iTunes set up for alerts?
Well, I was kind of thinking of like doing like music, you know, like, you know how Timbaland, the producer, used like Godzilla's scream. I was like, ooh, what if we used the Bing Bongs to do music?
What the hell are you talking about? Hold on. I have a band.
I have a band.
Hey, have you ever heard of Pixar music?
Oh, yeah. I love Pixar music.
I was told you're all an elite team of CSIs.
Oh, and we can't have outside hobbies?
You can have outside hobbies, but I think addressing this locked room mystery here, because the only possible explanation for me of how somebody could get in to murder her is if
I don't know, a serial killer accidentally invented some sort of teleportation device.
Look, if we're talking about hobbies here, I like to tattoo dolls.
Dolls?
Yes, dolls.
Now, when you...
Hi, sir, I'm sorry. This is not me, but my boss has told me we're not allowed to sell any more of our stock to you because it's almost Christmas and a lot of parents are coming in here wanting to buy dolls for their children. And last week you came in and you bought out our entire stock. And also, frankly, you're just kind of creepy, and you have to understand this is a toy store, and we have kids here. And
hey, Captain Kamowski, I wanted you to know I heard you in there. I heard your theory, and the rest of the guys were laughing about this like teleportation device. But I just want you to know I heard you, and I think there's something to it.
Everybody else in the department thinks I'm crazy.
I know.
I mean, it's the only explanation, right? A serial killer accidentally invented some sort of transportation device.
Teleportation device, transportation device.
Whatever.
I have it.
What is it, okay. Cliff?
Here we go. I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
Wait a second. Can I just hold you there for a second? Yeah, Cliff.
Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us.
Cliff!
We're far from my shallow bones. How does that sound?
Okay. I see. You had a point to get to. My apologies for trying to interrupt
Captain?
You. It's a song that's been used. Captain. And I think, are you writing a parody? What's happening?
No, not a parody, no. This came to me. What do you mean?
It sounds a lot like Shallow from A Star is Born.
They won a Grammy and an Oscar.
A Grosker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see you are a return customer. You wish to have your cards read again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm back. And you said I wasn't going to be back. So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing, but let's read them cards.
Okay.
Deal or no deal?
Okay. So, sir, this, you can't treat this as like a gambling situation. Like you're going to win or lose. It's not like that.
I mean, but won't I though? Like winning is staying alive. Dying is losing.
Okay.
A lot of people lost and I'm winning.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Let's do it.
So the first card I have here, it's just the number 5. Just the number 5.
Okay. That's a fun number.
Okay. Second card here. Oh, one letter. It just says G.
Uh-oh.
G.
Five. Yeah.
G. Third card here, it's probably going to be something mystical. It's usually what the third card section is. So 5, yeah. G. Uh-huh. The third one says here, you know the truth. You and a select few know the truth. Now, does that mean anything to you?
That means everything to me.
Sir, where are you going? Sir.
How can I help you?
Yeah. What the?
Please state your business and let me know how I can help you.
I was just having cards read and then I got sucked into this portal and...
Uh-oh.
Everyone says that when they arrive and it's hilarious. So, again, how can I help you?
Oh man, is this, do I get more, do it?
What
do
were
I,
you trying to achieve before you arrived?
Look, we're playing a game of a poker if you want to join in.
Cards and stakes? I'm in. Deal me in. I haven't played poker, but I think I can get it. I've watched a lot of the TV shows that have poker in it. But to get to your question, little potato-looking thing, do you have a name? Because I hate like just categorizing by what you look like. Y'all Keith. Got names?
Keith. My name is Keith.
I would have never guessed that.
Like, yeah, and the buy-in of the poker game is your soul.
Oh, come on, man. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right. I don't know how to like put that on the table. Do I like regurgitate it or do I, you know what? I'm just write it. Oh, dude. Okay.
I don't mean your eternal soul or what it's referred to. I mean, you will no longer have soul as in music.
Oh, damn. I got a family reunion coming up. And if I don't do the cha-cha slide just right, there will be consequences.
So you have a big family then, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. You don't? I got his name, no. Keith. What's yours?
Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Keith.
Keith, all with the F. Like Chief Keith?
Keith,
K-E-E-F. Kind of, right?
T-H.
I swear to God, that's Keith. Anywho, I'm gonna play. I'm bet my soul.
How many are you expecting at the family reunion?
Oh, about 35.
Who's your favorite?
Wow.
My favorite. Well, I gotta go with my mama because you know birth. But if you know outside the obvious, my Uncle Benito.
Uncle Benito, I want to hear about him.
Everybody clap your hands.
Come on, y'all. On the beat. Uh-oh.
Everybody.
Yep.
Welcome to the Carter family reunion. Looks like we're all having a good time, huh?
Woo! Family reunion.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only one excited about it.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited too. I'm just scared because the DJ stopped the records and then sounded mad.
Yeah, he took an ominous pause, and I was waiting to see what was going to fill that ominous pause.
Yeah, it was just to kind of remind us to have a good time.
But I'm excited. Happy to be here.
Yeah, weird because we didn't really pay him to lecture us or even talk to us, but really just play the music. What's up, man?
Yeah. It's probably not my place.
Probably.
Look, I do this a lot. I do this a lot, I'll be honest, okay? And
stopping the music, you do that a lot?
You're sweet. You're a real treat, sir. And I just feel...
He's got a real mouth on him, huh?
Look, when I feel compelled to say something, I'm going to say something. And that man right there is off. Something's wrong with him. It's not just his rhythm. Something is different about him. I'm leaving. Happy reunion, everybody. I'm leaving.
Nobody says happy reunion. No.
What the hell?
Who the hell hired that guy?
What the hell?
That was weird. That's totally weird. Like, who could he have been talking about?
Why would the DJ have left unless one of us lost our
soul?
Oh, dun dun dun.
Shit. Fuck, I guess I'll say it. I gave my soul up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I gave my soul up to honestly get everyone here 5G.
You sacrificed for our cellular data.
Yeah, it was the newest and best thing. And, you know, how long is it going to be till 6G? Maybe 3 years, maybe longer. And I wanted us all to get the best G we could, so I gave up my soul.
Wow. Thank you.
Do they tell you when you gave up your soul how much longer before we each have our own individual cell tower?
No.
Did you mention that? That didn't come up? I feel like you're lying.
Did you play a card game with like a little potato-looking dude named Keith and his friend also named Keith, and it was like poker?
I played with Keith and Keith.
I swear to God, I feel like I'm saying the same thing as you. Yeah. Guys, family, Carters, I got something to confess to. I also lost soul.
What?
Not you, Lenny.
Why are y'all more shocked about me?
You had the most soul.
Had. but yeah, I did. Wait. We still getting shocked over here?
Yeah, it's just like every time you say it, it's like the first time I'm hearing it.
Oh.
So thank God Uncle Benito's not here to hear this.
I know. He'd be pissed.
Oh, he would be real pissed. There go his car. He pulling up right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Everybody, maybe we should pretend to be real. Remember, we should pretend to all have our souls so that way Uncle Benito won't know.
How's he going to know?
He'll see that there's no DJ.
The DJ is gone. We don't have to necessarily display whether or not.
Benito in the house.
Oh. Oh. Is that a dog? Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Get him off of me. Get him off of me.
I'm oh
my God.
Get
him off of me.
He only six toes. The only six people who don't have soul. What's going on here?
That's a weird. Like, okay, Uncle Benito.
Now I realize you've gone to other psychic mediums looking for guidance. And,
yeah.
Just so you know, not all psychic mediums share the same vision.
Well, then that kind of like disproves psychics, right? Because wouldn't y'all have the same thing? That's how I prove that y'all right. I don't know.
Kind of. It's like kinda, think of like a doctor, right? You don't go to a pee-pee doctor if your elbow hurts.
Did you just think pee-pee doctor? No, I don't. No, I have my regular pee-pee doctor and I have my elbow doctor. There's a doctor for each part of the body. Everybody knows
exactly.
This.
In the same way that there is a psychic for each part of the size. So why don't we flip these cards here?
Okay,
and we'll see what's going on.
Y'all really like cards.
Damn, is that you? Is that you or me?
Oh, you have the same ringtone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think it's me, but you know,
don't check it. Okay. Okay. So let's check it at the end. It might be your card. So let's flip the first one over here, and you know what? Let's just go all three at once. Let's change it up. I normally don't do this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you have a spider card. The middle one, you have a Charizard. And then the last one over here, it looks like it's hand-drawn by me. All right, and I didn't finish it.
Okay, yeah, I can see. It's like, it looks like you were drawing plans for some kind of teleportation or time travel device, but you didn't finish drawing it. This is where you explain what the cards mean to me, right?
Maybe just, you're psychic.
You know what? I have.
And that's scene number one.
Damn. Scene number two comes to us from Anonymous, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, yesterday, being hungover from life in general, I started watching a movie on that popular streaming site, and suddenly I hear a familiar voice. So I close my eyes, and then it clicks. Kevin Pollak is real. So there you go. War Dogs was a fun movie, and it got me into a suggestion for a scene. I always wanted to know why cats just don't give a fuck. Since ancient Egypt. If you expected something related to that movie, I did too. But I digress. Looking forward to how you spice it up. Forever yours, Anonymous.
Pharaoh, the new litter of cats is ready.
Yes, present them to me.
Get the cats? Bring the cats.
Oh, you want me to get the cats?
Yes, bring the cats. Bring the cats.
There's two of us here. One of us is doing the leap. I'll get the cats.
I was told the cats were ready.
I have them.
Bring them to them. Don't just tell me. Just walk.
Okay, here you, great Pharaoh, here are the cats. Lift the top. Lift the top and they'll come pop on out.
Wow.
Oh, they... This one seems to be a little shy.
Wow.
He is shy, but it's also, he has like a disease he probably won't live past. He probably won't live through the week.
Which one is the most powerful of these cats?
I think maybe all equal.
This one
with the beautiful orange spots and shiny white and black fur. It is a calico.
Ah, it scratched me. This cat has scratched the Pharaoh.
Get the cats out.
Okay.
Death. Death to the entire litter.
What?
Let's bring a doctor in. We need a doctor, please.
Hello?
Doctor!
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, we got two doctors. Great. Okay, either one. Just good. Get in there.
Did I go, or you want to...
I was told the doctors were ready.
Yes, Pharaoh, yes. Just go.
Do you want a pee-pee doctor or an elbow doctor?
Yeah, I work on the elbow.
I'm a pee-pee.
Okay, well, both of you go in there, because we need a face doctor, so just get in there, okay? Just work.
Okay.
Do what?
What? I went to
what? Get in there. What the hell do you mean? Go in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. One of these doctors is touching my elbow. The other one's touching my dick.
Yes, Pharaoh. Yes. Yeah. Pharaoh.
Guess which one is which.
I know which one is which. That's obvious. Oh. I have a laceration on my face.
Pharaoh, sir, we have questions from the tribal council. It's regards to who did the work on your face. The concern is that the pee-pee doctor did, because there is now a resemblance. Well, let me get a reflecting device and see if you can see what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Look into this small pond.
Yes, thank you for getting that pond for me to look at.
Right. Okay, if you just hover over it, you see...
He's got a dick on his face, man!
Why, some of the people in the town square are calling you Dickface.
To be fair, they were calling me that before this incident. Look, I summoned a talented surgeon to repair the laceration on my face, yes. And he worked within the medium that he is known for.
Yes.
So, yes... a dick was sewn onto my face to cover the cat scratch.
Right. Which made sense at the time, sir.
God, did they have to use my dick for that? Jeez.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
I felt like I should have stopped him, but, you know.
Fuck.
I mean, he's a doctor to the Pharaoh. Who am I? You know, I'm just
they take everything from us. Now they take my fucking dick and they sew it on his fucking face.
You gotta look at the bright spot. They left your balls. You know?
Yeah. Somehow the eunuch, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. You imagine?
No, I can't imagine not having my balls. But I'm glad they left a little tube so I can pee still, so that's nice.
Dum, yeah.
Dum.
I'll answer the hut door.
Do you mind? Because I can't really get up.
Yeah.
Dum.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We're here for Tim's balls.
Oh, Tim, you're not going to like this.
Well, is it pizza?
No, it's not. Not even.
Did one of you order pizza with Tim balls?
I fucking hate pizza, man.
You're going to have a bad day. Then, my friend.
It's a whole bunch of pizza? Is that interesting?
Sarah, we appreciate you doing your book report on why cats have attitude. It just seems like you're kind of making some of this stuff up. Now, the rest of the class talked about their animals, and you're talking about pee-pee sewn on faces and pizza. It just seems a little... far-fetched.
I don't know. My dad actually is an Egyptologist. He knows how to read hieroglyphics, and he told me
Sarah, we know that your father's been incarcerated.
What does that have to do with anything?
Good point. Continue.
So I kind of took some creative liberties, but the thing is that people don't really know what happened in ancient Egypt. None of us were there, so that's why I would like to finish my presentation on the cats.
Okay, so after I'll let you finish.
I just don't understand. How can the Royal British Museum lock me up in America for saying that pharaohs had penises sewn to them? I mean, look at these statues. I mean, I unearthed them. They're real. They want to cover this history up. You have to get me out of here. I don't understand why I'm in a maximum security prison. Okay, I'm a goddamn archaeologist. I just said that these goddamn statues had dicks on them, for God's sakes. Why am I here? Jesus, yeah, can you not be on your fucking phone?
I was pausing for dramatic effect. Snap out of it. Calm down, all right? Look, you made false accusations. Accusations, that's right.
Oh, you're my fucking lawyer.
You're acclimating. What? Oh, I'm not good enough for you now?
No. Right? You said I made false acclamations? What the fuck does that mean?
Get it right. Acclusations, first off. All right. Who's got the law degree? Sort of. Me. So.
Sort of? What is that? What do you? So why did you slip sort of in there? What the fuck does that mean?
It's legal terms. I have to say it by law. Anywho.
Why? Why do you have to say that by law? Why can't you just say you're a lawyer?
Well, I just want to be correct. You know, there's a lot of ears around here. Like, you're locked up in a museum for saying that the pharaoh had a dick sewn on his face.
I'm in a maximum security museum with murderers.
Yes, it's right to stick with the other Egyptologists. We stay with our own kind in here.
This is just crazy. Thanks for getting my back over there. I didn't know those paleontologists could be so rough.
Oh, they're the worst.
Tell me, what do you think that Tutankhamun was buried with? This is not a test, possession. By the way. I'm just having a conversation.
We're looking just
chariots,
for your hypothesis.
Horses, servants, dicks sewed to his face.
What?
If I may interject, Reggie, this is not the $20,000 pyramid, newbie. We're just looking for your professional opinion.
I said what it was.
Tutankhamun may have been buried with.
No, he was buried with chariots, servants, gold trims, clogers, sewn dicks, different paintings.
There it is again. Yes, everything else, the clogers, like everything else, was spot on.
Yeah, the sewn dick part.
Hey, you lot of Egyptologists. I just want to say you're sitting where us paleontologists usually sit. If you notice under your feet, you got some bones there. And we want to dig them up, you understand?
Yeah,
squid. Yeah, we'll dig those bones up quite proper quick, we will.
Yeah,
quick,
proper quick.
And they're already dug up. Their bones are there.
Oh, that's what you would think as an Egyptologist, because all your statues and pyramids are already dug up above the desert.
Above ground,
but we have to go below ground. Well, and we're gonna dig up your bones if you don't piss off.
Yeah, you'll be sleeping with. Oh, my accent is.
Yeah, you'll be sleeping with his accent if you don't piss off. You understand?
Look, yes, we represent a discipline that is actually about civilization, not giant beasts that were buried in the ground through no fault of their own.
Oh, yeah, but you have the dick face man with you, don't you?
He's not with us.
OGF, what do you mean? We call him.
Well, if he's not with you, that makes him alone.
Yeah. Ozzy with.
Ozzy with.
Ozzy
with.
Ozzy
with.
Ozzy with.
Ozzy with.
Tell them.
Sarah, so just get to the point where you think cats have attitudes.
Okay, but it's a lot of backstory I have to do in order for it to make sense, because if I just jump to the conclusion without proving my point.
That's fair. Listen, I've already let it slide. You've said the words dick face and like
you're
a
saying
lot.
Them?
Oh, Sarah, continue.
Professor, are we going to be able to get to the other reports, or are we just like, I mean, we've been staying on hers for a week and a half, and
listen, if you were a child prodigy, maybe we take a little more time with you, okay? But you're not. You're a twice divorced man who's looking for himself, okay?
Okay, great.
So we're
going to
let Sarah.
Professor, like, so I get it. She's a child prodigy, but I feel like you're dumbing down the class for her, because we were like studying quantum physics and now we're talking about her cat and why cats are angry.
No, and it's why cats have attitude.
Oh, excuse me, prodigy.
You know, I was married twice. It's not divorced twice. I was married twice. I found love twice. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's, I'd like to look at a positive. There's a lot of fucking growth in me.
Okay,
you know what?
Okay.
What do you mean you're going to college to find yourself?
Look, I'm going, okay? I have to do this. And
we
need to get divorced. We need to get divorced.
We're on
our
honeymoon.
Understand? We're on our honeymoon. And the moon is waxing and waning, saying, bye, I gotta go, all right?
You flew me to Cairo.
And that was a mistake, all right? That was a mistake. I should have had you gone by boat. And I like you. I like you a lot. I think you're really chill and cool.
I love you.
hey guys, if it's okay with you, could we finish the tour now?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, yes, please.
Can we be chill, please?
Fine.
So now we're coming up on the wing of the Great Pharaoh Temple, where they're the cats.
Wow.
Yeah. If you listen closely, you may hear the ghost of cats.
Do you mind if I jump in?
I got some information about this. I'd love to.
This is unusual, but of course.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about this.
Well, I might. Okay, this is what I want to go to college for.
Go to college first, then give the tour.
That's not how it works. Get off of me. The Sphinx was actually it was actually a Chrysler. And that
arrest
Chrysler,
that man!
What? What?
Get him! Drag him!
And that's scene two! Scene two! Oh.
False information, man.
Scene three comes with some patron VIP Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, you know I love you, but the audible ad read in this Thursday's episode was really bad and hence hilarious. It sounded like you wanted to sob, but you were afraid of being too loud." You get my drift.
It was really low and quiet.
It was fucking horrible. That's why I read this one. "Let the Heaney fellow give you a few pointers. He knows how to sell shit. Anyway, you will get there someday, buddy. Here's my suggestion." And I'm going to re-record it for sure. It sounded so fucking horrible. Okay, here's the scene suggestion. "An ad company pitches to the mob. Best Nicholas."
Okay, so, you know, we're really excited to be here today.
Yeah,
I know this. Yeah, so our company, we've got a really kind of crazy idea, but it's just a company that is just for advertisements, okay? And we think that, me and my partner up here think that we're offering a lot of services and we would have a lot of resources for you that you wouldn't be able to get maybe with your typical ways of doing things. Yeah, take it away, like, take it away, take it away.
Take it away.
Yes.
Okay. And so, Mafia, your brand is...
Who said that we were a mafia?
No,
we're just businessmen.
We are a business guy. What the hell are you doing telling me that I telling me that I can't do this?
It's boring. It's not now. Now we want to make you the Uber of crime.
Yes.
Take it away.
Thank you. So that's why we want to we'll call you Cooper, we were thinking, because it's a word crime and the word Uber, and there's no lawsuits. Not that that would really be bad for you guys, right? Because everything's kind of under the table below. Okay. So, so that's what we want to do. And,
it work? Can I ask a question? How would it work?
Okay. So that's
it's great.
Good question. Okay, so
we're doing some research. Follow me here. Say you wanted somebody to sleep with the fishes, so to speak.
Murder, die, kill, strangle, bullet.
Who said anything about that?
Hypothetically. So you could use the chat function here on this app, mm-hmm. right? And the words disappear, and only you can read them.
Yes.
So that's one function.
Yes.
Hey, my little daughter, God bless her soul, she has one of those phones, iPhones, and when she does the text, and she can do that on her own. So what do we need you for that for her?
I'm glad you asked. Take it away.
I got it. Okay, so great question. So this is hyper secure. So I see you have some bodyguards with huge guns around the door over there.
Who said that?
They're just friends of mine.
I'm sorry. My mistake. But if you were to have security guards, think about our app, Cooper, as your own digital security guard. So we do a lot of encryption. We do a lot of zeros and ones, a lot of binary code, a lot of take it away.
Listen, in summation, we think Cooper would take your business to the current and future centuries.
Yes.
Giving the mob a mob.
OMG.
So this is the ad copy right here. What the hell is Cooper? Not familiar with that.
It's just you don't need to know what it is. You're just reading the copy for it.
That's true. That's true enough.
But it is a, it's a top secret mob, mafia.
Whoa, enough said, enough said. Listen, are you looking for some backstory, some motivation for the read, Tim?
No, I'm ready to roll. I'm a professional.
Fantastic.
Right.
Tina, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. I mean, he just asked
straight
the question.
Out tell the quote unquote actor that none of the people for the mob?
None of the people auditioning have asked me a question that specific, and I thought, what's
you just
the
thought
harm?
You'd come right out with the fact that we're working for the mafia. That made sense to you.
I don't know. What's the harm in that?
What is? I don't know. Sleeping with the fishes. Death. Shot in the eye like Mo Green.
I'm ready to roll on one whenever you are.
Sorry, I didn't realize the mic was still live. Sorry about that, Tim. Okay, we're gonna let's try a take here.
All right,
take your own cue.
Boom boom.
Linda, what the fuck? Seriously?
I'm just saying, I'm sorry, okay? I guess now I'm seeing I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Are you happy? It's my mistake of the day. You've caught me again.
Yes,
thank you
I'm happy.
So much, Robert, for always kind of nailing me on the fucking cross whenever I make even a little.
Well, we're glad you're all back here, yeah. Gentlemen, businessmen. We want to play you a demo of the new ad.
Yes.
We're really excited. We got some top-notch
play
talent.
It already. Play it.
Yeah, I don't need all the words.
Okay, you're right. So just imagine you're in your car. You're listening to the radio.
What do you mean imagine? We
know how this works.
Why don't we be in
a
car
ad.
Right now and do that?
Yeah, we can just go to a car.
We can get
okay,
into
let's
a car,
get,
sure.
Okay, Linda, can we use your car?
We're not going to get into a car. Play the fucking ad.
Oh. Hold on a second, Amy. I don't want to be imagining this. I want to see what it is.
Lenny, every fucking time with this, can you just close your eyes and pretend you're not here for my sake?
If I close my eyes, somebody might do something to me. You know what I mean? So I keep my eyes open all the time. Look, I don't use my imagination. You know what I mean?
I'll just hit play. I'll just hit play.
Hey, great idea.
Yeah, you do that.
Need somebody to sleep with the fishes?
Fuck you! I'm a fucking. If I say one thing wrong, you're on my fucking ass about it. So why don't you fucking suck my butthole? That's right.
Oh,
I want you to suck my butthole.
Cooper.
Oh wait, hey. I got a quick question. Who's the dame? Like I like a fire. You know.
That's our very own Linda.
Yes.
Oh, hey, the mouth on you.
Yes. Sorry.
I love it. No, don't apologize.
That's great. So
thanks.
You make copies of this?
What?
You make copies?
What does that mean?
Of the audio file? It's an audio file. You don't like make copies like in a copying machine or something like that.
Is the idea that this is going to bring us business?
Yes.
What we just heard?
Business and recruits.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of recruits?
You know, young men and women or however they identify who want to join your business.
This guy with the pronouns here.
Non-binary. Hey.
All right, well,
so
how many copies do you make?
I identify as uninterested. What else you got?
Great. I'm glad we're actually happy that you didn't like the first one, Linda, right? Because we were.
Yes, we have more.
There's nobody going to answer my question.
I'm sorry.
Lenny, again, close your eyes and shut your face.
I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to use my imagination.
Maybe just try closing your eyes for 1 second.
And why? You could stab me in the fucking throat? I'll kill you, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
oh,
calm down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck you. You're going to tell me you're going to kill me? You're going to fucking
right,
kill me?
Lenny,
I'll fucking
Lenny,
kill you.
Lenny.
You fucking piece of shit. How many copies, huh?
Come
how
on.
Many fucking copies, you
Lenny,
piece of
no,
shit?
No copies.
Lenny,
no
don't
copies.
Kill the fucking ad guy, all right? Jesus, how many times we got to do this? Linda, what
you got
another tape?
Cut your stomach open and I'll wear you. Tell me he has a fucking shoe, you piece of shit.
Lenny, look over there. It's cannoli. Now, Linda, why don't you go ahead and play us the next one?
I'm sorry. I'm a little shaken up from seeing my colleague get his throat
get
stabbed.
What? He just fell on the knife a couple of times.
Yeah, we didn't see nothing. I'm sure you didn't either. So why don't you play the next ad?
Okay, you're right. I didn't see anything.
Hey, somebody sucked out the cannoli centers. There's nothing in the goddamn cannoli.
I'm sorry. Now that I will take responsibility for. I thought the snacks were for everyone.
There's nothing in the goddamn center of the cannoli.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm happy to pay you money or.
What the fuck
I
is this? Who did this?
I did it.
Don't worry
I'm sorry.
About it. Lenny's going to forget about it in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Play the second ad.
Why would you do that?
Lenny, I swear to Christ, I'm going to stab you in the eye with a pencil.
So imagination.
Great, yeah, and I love this. So you guys are being creative as well. So that's something we can definitely work together with us if you have any kind of ideas or suggestions for the app. Yeah.
Linda, the ad, play it.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. My hands are shaking and they're so sweaty. I'm so scared. And they're covered they're covered in cannoli. I just kind of dug in. I dug in with my hands. I didn't. Okay.
Hey, what the hell? There's nothing in the center of these cannoli.
Okay.
Lenny, Linda, I'm not sure who I'm going to kill first.
That's right.
Please don't kill me. Okay.
On my mother's eyes. On my mother's eyes, Lenny, if you don't.
There's nothing in these cannolis. It's just a tube. What is this?
Yeah, we get it. Okay.
Tim, my man, listen, you are the voice of Minneapolis. Okay. There's no doubt about that.
And St. Paul. Is,
we've run into a little bit of a problem.
Uh-huh.
And it's not you just working non-union when we've asked you not to. It's further than that.
Look, I'm going to take the work where it presents itself.
Unfortunately, Tim, I don't think there's going to be any more work for you. And it pains me to say this, but you have one last audition, as it were.
What's with the finger quotes?
If the finger quotes were their own sentence, it would read, you have a meeting with the Minneapolis mob boss today.
The Minneapolis mob boss?
There, believe it or not, there is a Minneapolis mob. Oh, you did the ad, Cooper. So,
look, I do so many ads, I don't remember.
You know, Timmy, you haven't worked in months.
Now listen, when you meet Salvatore Salvatoni, you must present him with this cat. It's an offering of peace and respect, you understand?
Of this cat?
Yeah,
this cat doesn't seem like they want to be here. All right, scratch my face.
Hey. Listen, Salvatore Salvatoni loves cats, and to present him with one such as this is a sign of the utmost respect. Do
this sucker is really bleeding. Okay, fine.
You understand what I'm telling you?
All right, so their names are Salvatore and Salvatoni?
No. The man you're meeting is Mr. Salvatoni. His name is Salvatore Salvatoni.
Salvatore Salvatoni. Got it. Present him the cat. Well, this is going to get infected. This is going to get infected.
Presenting him with the cat is a sign of the utmost respect. Do you understand?
Yeah, I got it. All right. All right, just go in.
Ah, welcome. What have you brought me?
Hi, how you doing, Tim? Tim Carruthers, local voiceover talent. Perhaps you've heard me on St. Paul's news for clues.
Let's go ahead and say yes, I have.
What you must be Salvatore. I have this cat for you.
Oh, that's a beaut.
I'm really sorry about the blood, by the way. It got me.
Is that blood coming from the cat or from your face?
I think some of it is from the cat, some of it's from my face. You don't have a dick I can treat this with, do you?
I do have a dick you could treat that way.
Really? That would be enormously helpful.
They're in the shelf on your left.
Oh, wow.
Help yourself.
Real plethora of sizes. I think I just need an average one. Anyway, I did the Cooper ad. You know, Cooper, remember it and then forget about it.
That was you?
Yeah, clever portmanteau, by the way.
Love
crime and Uber.
Love that ad. So I understand you brought a new one today.
Yes. Yes, apparently to keep my job at the voiceover, I have to pitch my own ads, record them myself. It's tough. Otherwise, they send me to VO jail. So,
did you come here like I'm some sort of complaint desk?
Look, I'm just doing what I was told to do, all right?
Excellent. Begin when you're ready.
All right.
Take your own cue, I think they say.
I do it live, or I have it. Yeah. I have it on MP3.
I'd rather you do it live.
Okay. Are you a local business looking for protection? Mm. www.cuber.com is the website you need. Do you need somebody to sleep with the fishes? Do you need to take the cannoli and leave the gun? Wait a minute, strike that, reverse it. Cooper, remember it.
Sergeant, get in here. We got a situation. The man's been up my ass about this whole mafia business, and couldn't help but on my way to Pilates, I listened to the radio, as one does, and I hear this commercial for Cuba. And it is like it's talking about like the mob or something like that. I want you to look into it. This could be your big break. You could go from sergeant to lieutenant or detective, whatever you want. I just want the mayor's just been up my ass. Up it. Just up, okay. Way up in there.
Far
in the.
I got it.
The,
I'm on it. I'm going to go right now. www.cuber.com. Okay. I'm going to, book an appointment. This is a really nice interface. It's user friendly.
Would you like to book an appointment?
Wow. Yes. This is voice activated.
Booking an appointment. What time works for you? 11 a.m.?
11 a.m.
2 a.m. 2 a.m. selected.
2 a.m. I think it's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's 2 a.m.
Where would you like to meet? Alleyway? The port? Basement?
I don't know. Basement.
You selected Cairo.
Is that okay with you, boss? Can we send me to Cairo for this? Okay. Yeah, Cairo, 2 a.m.
Yeah, we haven't been defunded yet.
Okay.
How would you like to travel?
What?
Airplane?
Boat? Airplane.
You selected submarine, long way.
How's it going in there?
Good. No, good. I think the mayor's going to get off your ass. I'm really working hard.
Because he's really up there.
And that's our show for today. Oh, for the record, submarine is the long way.
Yes.
Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Mr. Joey Greer. Joey, what the hell?
Exactly.
Thank you so much for being here. Is there any way you'd like folks to find you out there?
You know, if you'd like to find me, check out Alchemy This Is Instagram and check out Bear Spice Shows on Twitch. We've been working with Westside Comedy Theater doing shows on their Twitch channel. So go to twitch.tv/Westside Comedy Theater and you can see some of our videos up there. And in the future, we'll be posted on our own channel. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Yep. And I don't regret asking at all.
Caroline Cotter, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you would like to plug?
No, but if anybody has, like, I don't know, any tips or advice for what I can do with my life, they can send me a DM on Cotter Poop.
On the,
Cotter on Poop. On Instagram.
Sure. Happy what to do with the rest of your
my life.
Okay. Fair. Please help out. Patrick Rowland, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
I hope you enjoyed being had.
Yes. Always.
Please come back as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you'd like folks to find your work out there on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can go to www.patrickrowland.net. Also, you can look up my independent team's Black Street Boys comedy on social media. Just put that in there. I don't think there's any other ones. And also, I have a digital series on Comedy Central with my other team, 3-Peat. So you can look us up at 3-Peat Comedy. And also do a, sorry, this is going to be the rest of the show. Also do a late night talk show as Barack Obama. So called Barack All Night.
Where do folks find that?
You can find that on West Side Comedy. We do the shows on Twitch.
Okay. So. Joey, in case you're wondering, that's how you answered that question.
Whatever.
Okay. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much, my friend in the Carolinas.
Still in the Carolinas, till hopefully till the end of time. I didn't have a vocabulary pet peeve prepared, but then you went and used the word uninterested correctly. Many people use disinterested, which does not mean not interested. It means impartial. So, yeah, say uninterested if you're not interested.
Happy to be of service.
You did say, was it portmanteau, right?
A portmanteau?
Portmanteau, there you go. Portmanteau.
I like portmanteau.
Thanks again, French. John. Super glad.
You know, Chris
Alvarado.
Fuck it. Just fuck it, dude.
Love you, I'm buddy. Giving, thank you, Chris Alvarado.
I love you. I'm giving all my love to Patrick. He was so fucking great today.
He really
Patrick,
was.
PatrickRoland.net, Blackstreet Boys, 3-peat. Check him out. This motherfucker makes good work, and he's such a good guy. So we love you, man.
I love you. Yeah. All of you. Not just Chris.
That's our show. Let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.
Fump, bump, fump, bump, fump, bump.
Please be careful out there. Look out for each other. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Do all we can. We've got to flatten this goddamn curve. Depending on each other, who knew it would be so difficult? But please help out however you can. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time.
Alchemy.